This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. At least 2,300 people were killed in Libya and thousands more were reported missing after catastrophic flash floods dams collapsed under pressure from Storm Daniel, which wreaked havoc in the coastal city of Darna and across eastern Libya on Sunday. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Thousands of people were reportedly missing, and eastern Libya's interior minister told local media that one quarter of Darna was swept away by the flooding. Residents of Darna piled bodies in front of buildings and in makeshift morgues, lamenting the heavy death toll and the loss of many families in the flooding. Eyewitness reports say that corpses lined the streets in many parts of the city, and many others were carried away by the waters. Edward Uranian, VOA News, Cairo.
Many survivors of Morocco's earthquake struggled in makeshift shelters on Tuesday after a fourth night in the open, while villagers in devastated mountain areas voiced frustration at having received no help from the authorities. The death toll from the 6.8 magnitude quake that struck in the High Atlas Mountains late on Friday evening rose to 2,901, while the number of people injured more than doubled to 5,530, state television reported. The United Nations human rights chief on Tuesday said ethnically motivated attacks perpetrated by Sudan's paramilitary rapid support forces and allied militia had killed hundreds in West Darfur.
Ethnically motivated attacks perpetrated by the RSF and allied Arab militias have resulted in the deaths of hundreds of so-called non-Arab civilians, primarily from Masalit communities.
This is VOA News. North Korean state media confirmed Tuesday leader Kim Jong-un set off on a rare trip out of the country to visit Russia's Far East for what the Kremlin described as comprehensive discussions with Vladimir Putin amid warnings from Washington they should not trade weapons. Reuters correspondent Edward Barron reports.
Weapons are one thing Pyongyang has at its disposal, but it and Moscow both deny North Korea could supply arms to Russia, which has expended vast stocks in more than 18 months of war. Kim could offer artillery rounds from North Korea's large stockpile, but questions about the ammunition's quality may limit the overall impact, military analysts said. Washington and its allies have expressed concern at recent signs of closer military cooperation between Russia and nuclear-armed North Korea. Kim's last trip out of the country was also to meet Putin in 2019.
Reuters correspondent Edward Barron. Israel's Supreme Court heard petitions on Tuesday challenging measures by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's government to curb the power of judges, a historic hearing in a crisis that has tormented the country for months. In a packed courtroom which saw all 15 judges sitting together for the first time in Israel's history, watchdog groups appealed against an amendment passed in July ending the Supreme Court's ability to overturn some government decisions when it deems them unreasonable. Australian and Indonesian forces have deployed battle tanks in U.S.-led combat drills amid Chinese concern. AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
Thousands of soldiers from the U.S., Indonesia, Australia, and other allied forces are demonstrating their armor capabilities in military drills on Java Island, Indonesia. The exercise, known as Garuda Shield, takes place at a time of increasing Chinese aggression in the region. To reassure allies alarmed by Beijing's provocative actions in the South China Sea, the Biden administration is working to strengthen Indo-Pacific military relationships. But China sees the drills as a threat, accusing the U.S. of building an Indo-Pacific alliance similar to NATO to limit China's growing influence. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Republican U.S. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, bowing to pressure from his party's hard right, gave the go-ahead on Tuesday for an impeachment investigation into U.S. President Joe Biden. The business dealings in Ukraine and China by Biden's 53-year-old son, while his father was vice president under Barack Obama, have been a constant target of Republicans. However, he has not been charged with crimes related to his foreign business dealings, and no credible evidence has emerged so far that the president was involved in anything illegal. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA News.